Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Tzadi Tes, Ksubas 99b, pagination 198. Counting up from the end of the daf, six lines, Masnisin, a new Mishnah dealing with errors of the court. If Bezdin sold something without evaluating it properly, either because they tried to evaluate it properly and made a mistake, or they didn't go through the proper process. So the Mishnah says, Shum HaDayonim, the evaluation of the judges, they're selling a property in order to pay Ksuba, and they evaluated it at a certain price, and they sold it for that price. Shepichsu Shtus o Hosifu Shtus. It turns out that they were off by a sixth. Mechran batel, the sale is invalid. And the inference here is that if it's less than a sixth, then the sale will be valid, and we would have to know why. Also, another factor is that normally when you're dealing with property, real estate, land, we do not invoke the rules of Ona'a 1/6, because Ein Ona'a Likarkos, prices of land depend on the people involved. However, over here the Mefarshim say, since the Bezdin is evaluating it, the people involved are trusting the evaluation of the judges, and they think it's being sold at a regulated proper price, and therefore if it's off by a sixth, it'll be invalid. But again, the main thrust over here is going to be that if it's less than a sixth, it's going to be an acceptable sale. Let's skip a line and continue. Avalam asu igeres bikores, but if they made a letter of inspection, which documents that there was an auction, there was proper hachraza, announcement that they're selling it, and they tried to get the proper price, and they went through the proper shuma with all of its intricacies. Beineim afilu machush avamana b'masayim, even if it turns out that they sold it for double its price, o shava masayim b'mane, or they sold it for half its price, mechran kayum, it's going to be a valid sale, even though it's a very significant mistake, but they went through the proper channels and they left it up to the community to decide what the thing is worth, and somehow Bezdin's action in such a case, if they went through the due process, is going to stand. Now the Gemara on the next daf brings in one further statement which causes us to clarify what this Mishnah is saying. Let's review quickly our Mishnah. The first case was that they were off by a sixth, and there's some case that if you're off by a sixth, it's invalid, but if it's less than a sixth, it's acceptable. And then we had a second case where they really went all out in their evaluating, and the result is that the sale is binding. Even if it's half or double, it's still going to stand. Let's take a look at Kuf Amud Beis, 100b, pagination 200, counting down from the top six lines. Amar Ameimar Mishmei Derav Yosef, the following statement. Bezdin Shemachru Belo Hachroza. If Bezdin sold it without any announcements, Nasu Kemisha Ta'u B'Dvar Mishnah, it's considered that they made a fundamental mistake in our tradition, how to handle collections. V'chozrim, and you undo the sale, period. Let's skip down about five lines. Esvei Rav Ashi La'amemar, the obvious question is going to be from our Mishnah that discusses a misevaluation at an allowance rate of 1/6. And you're telling me that if they didn't do an announcement, it's simply invalid. Shuma dayonim shepichsu shtus o osiru shtus. If they're off by 1/6, our Mishnah told us, mechran batel, it's no good, hashave b'shave, but if it's within reason, mechran kayam, it stands. And the Gemara wonders, my lav de lo achriz. One would think it's also a case where they didn't do the proper evaluation, they didn't announce it, and the Gemara says, no, bida achriz, the case of a sixth is that they announced. There is a question exactly what the girsa here is, but the fact is that the Mechaber in Evan Ezer Kuf Gimel brings down this case as one approach to understand the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us that 1/6 off is no good, but less than 1/6 is still good, and the case of that would possibly be if they announced it but weren't as thorough as they were supposed to be. And therefore, one possible distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa is going to be that in both cases they announced, but in the first part of the Mishnah, they didn't do a thorough examination, and therefore, as long as they announced, they have an allowance of up to 1/6. Had they not announced, as the Gemara over here quoted, it would be totally invalid. If they announced and used full introspection to verify the price, that would be the case of the Seifa, where you could be off by a half or double and it would still stand. The Gemara offers another two possibilities, which are also brought in halacha. One possibility is bidvarim she'ein machrizim aleihem. There are certain things that you're not supposed to make announcements about, and therefore they didn't. And therefore, there's an allowance of up to 1/6. But if it was something they should have been announcing and they didn't, it would be totally invalid, like our Gemara brought. Ve'eluim devarim she'emachrizim aleihem. If you want examples of things that we don't want you to announce, and it's upon them to make their best call as to how much it's worth, ho'avodim, slaves, because if you start announcing that they're up for sale, they might run away because they realize you no longer have a situation of a real owner, a person who's sitting over him. So you don't want to announce that. You want to just do the sale and get him to a new owner. V'amitaltelim v'ashtaros, as well as movable objects and documents. We're worried that if you announce it too much, the wrong people will hear, and they'll hear you have assets, shema yignevu, it might end up getting stolen. So that's a second answer. There's certain items that we don't want to announce. V'iba yisema, a third possibility, the difference and uniqueness of that first case of the Mishnah, that there's an allowance of up to 1/6, because they're doing their best judgment, but it's not the same as the Seifa, and it's not as same as this Mishnah over here that says they didn't evaluate and therefore it's nothing. The case would be b'shah she'ei machrizim, in a case where we don't announce because the money is needed quickly and we don't have time to announce, and therefore we just do best business practice without requiring the formal announcement process. For example, lekarga, if there's a government head tax that has to be paid right away, lemizoni, because the people involved need food, velikvura, or we need money for the burial, mizavninan below achrazasa, we would sell without announcing, and that would be a third possibility as to why in the ratio we give an allowance of 1/6, we don't consider it invalid, because they didn't do anything wrong, but they don't have the benefit of a full-fledged announcement like we had in the Sefer, the second part of the Mishnah, because they didn't. And again, the reason that they didn't is either they made a mistake, they were supposed to be more thorough, but at least they did an announcement, or it's items that we don't announce, and therefore they were within their rights to sell without announcement, or it was a time, that a situation that we don't announce because the money was needed quickly. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.